This is Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools, the North Shore School District 112. We're a pre-K through 8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers, its students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. Thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools in Highland Park in Highwood, Illinois. Hello, this is an audio message from Mike Lubelfeld, Superintendent of Schools, North Shore School District 112. On July 4th, 2022, innocence was ripped out of the hearts of Highland Park and Highwood, Illinois, due to a tragedy of unspeakable description. As a result, all community partners, including our local elementary and high school districts, have jumped to action and heeded the call to support our first responders, the city, the community, victims, a host of social service agencies, and more. Instinctively, so many joined together to provide instant community counseling efforts on Tuesday, July 5th, and those continued in multiple formats throughout the week, and they will continue at the Family Assistance Center this week. Family Assistance Centers are designed to provide services and information to the family members of those killed and injured, as well as those people otherwise impacted by the incident. The Family Assistance Center is overseen by the American Red Cross, as well as multiple agencies, including the FBI victim assistance teams, to provide help and support for victims, witnesses, and anyone in the community who was affected by this event. It is located at Highland Park High School, 433 Vine in Highland Park. The FAC and community-led counseling services will be available from Monday, July 11th through Friday, July 15th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. All affected individuals and families should feel safe accessing support services at Highland Park High School, regardless of immigration status. More information and the city's announcement can be found on the City of Highland Park website, hpstrong.info. From therapists to therapy dogs, donations of food, water, squishy stuffed animals, fidgets, art supplies, and so much more. We have all been overwhelmed and affirmed by the outpouring of love, care, concern, and support for the greater Highland Park and Highwood community members impacted by the July 4th parade. Companies and government organizations like ours are providing counseling and therapeutic spaces for our employees, for they too were directly impacted and indirectly impacted, and they too are impacted by the trauma surrounding all of this. Clergy and local groups have organized vigils, rallies, gatherings, and more will continue as each individual tries to grapple with the emotions involved in this community event and community tragedy. We will open our schools to our students and staff and families on August 24th, 2022. Independent of the July 4th tragedy and independent of national events, in District 112, we have been working on updates related to school safety, security, etc. Know that prior to July 4th, we were upgrading doors, cameras, signage, access points, training, outreach, and more. We are committed to safe, secure, clean, and welcoming environments for each and every one of you and each and every student. Know that we will have more updates for our community and families prior to the start of school. Know that this was, is, and will continue to be a priority effort in District 112. Know that, independent of all of this, we've been deeply focused on facility improvements, including security and safety improvements. I'll share more information this summer as appropriate. Right now, in partnership with the city and many, many agencies, we are going to support the community in its short, medium, and long-term healing and post-incident responses. District 112 is preparing to open the schools in August. The city and many agencies are preparing how to move forward and coordinate community services. We need to breathe, and we need to create safe spaces for one another as the tragedy is still fresh in our minds and our hearts. If you feel up to it, attend vigils, reach out to your clergy, reach out to one another, seek out counseling. As you feel up to it, attend what makes sense for you. Perhaps one day we'll catch a break in the action, so to speak, but today certainly is not that day. Please know our schools are proud to be community partners in our strong, kind, compassionate, intelligent, generous, and resolute community. So what am I doing right now regarding school safety and security? Well, regarding school safety and security, this upcoming week, I already have on my calendar outreach to current and potential business providers in the area of school security. I have meetings with area superintendents, area staff members, and security consultant the board hired in June, independent of the incident at July 4th, to review the district's security and safety. I'm meeting with our security consultant, accelerating our efforts together. We'll be holding a special meeting of the Board of Education starting at 5 p.m. on Wednesday to discuss security and safety in closed session. We're doing a lot. We want to find out what we're doing that's right. We want to find out what we're doing that needs to be made right. And we want to see what, if anything, needs to be done in reaction to this horrible community event. We will continue to keep our community updated. I simply want you to know what I believe you already know. We are focusing on this at the highest levels of priority. Optional in-school gatherings. This coming week, some of the elementary schools are hosting playdates with the PTO and principal leadership. We do not expect everyone to attend or feel comfortable attending at this time. We know this is a long healing process. We simply want to emphasize, though, that independent of what took place on July 4th and in our community, the schools are still safe and welcoming places. And we will reopen next month with our hearts and mind open. We must continue despite this unspeakable community tragedy. We must lean on one another for strength as we are able to do so. We know that people are not yet ready to gather, and I'm emphasizing it's okay not to attend. It's okay not to be ready. We remain focused on counseling, healing, and getting our schools open in less than 40 days. Please understand that the safety of our schools and the threat level, so to speak, is no different today than it has been. And I understand this is beyond difficult. I don't even have the words for it, and my heart and mind and prayers and thoughts go to everybody involved. Please understand we're all taking this together one step at a time, and we're all working through the playbook of how to lead our schools, our community, our families. And please know that the school system is here for you, and we are going to get everyone ready. And if you want to attend this week, do so. If you don't, please don't. It's okay. Next steps. We will continue to share updated communications on behalf of the city and the many involved government agencies, and we will continue to be Highland Park and Highwood strong as we live together as a community and as a people who will not let terror shut them down. With appreciation and optimism, we will be the light that drives out the hate. In closing, we remain focused on supporting the victims, those grieving, the injured, and the many who are feeling a roller coaster of emotions. Thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112. We'll continue to share community updates throughout the summer. Thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools in the North Shore School District 112. We're a PK-8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers and students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. This podcast can be listened to and heard on Anchor,
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Stitcher, and other sources are being added all the time. Please check back and subscribe to us to stay current with what's going on in North Shore School District 112. Please also visit our website at www.nssd112.org. Thank you so much for listening and for your interest.